Developing Charisma. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation, Developing Charisma. Most of the time we think that charisma comes with the package. Either you got it or you don't. And if you don't, there's no way you can develop it. Oh, some people pretend that they have charisma. Some people pretend that they have this magical self about themselves. Some people pretend that, but they're not very successful in pretending it because they do not keep it up 100% of the time. Now, charisma is not something that you have or you don't have. It's charisma is something that you are living 100% of the time. It's not a matter of what you're born with is what you are. It's a matter that what turns you on is what you are. You're not always the president of the United States, but you might have been born and you might have thought that you'd like to be the president and you would like to grow up, and then you forget it, but it's in the back of your mind, and you do all the things that are necessary to create yourself into that role. Now you say, well, what about the millions of people in the United States who'd like to do that? Aren't they all possibilities? Yes, they're possibles. But the thing is, how many of them really, really live their charisma? How many live the charisma of leadership? The charisma of leadership is something very special. A leader is not someone who requires a following. It's not someone who requires other people to follow them. It's not someone who requires the world to do what they want it to do. A leader is a person who all the world sort of respects and admires and wants to follow. A leader is someone who all the world says, you got good ideas, and you know how to carry them out. You have a good way of looking at things. People like you. People like to be in your presence. People like to be in your world. And that is a beautiful and wonderful thing. Well, so it is. So it is. People do like to be in the world of certain people who have charisma. Now, charisma is something that we can all develop as we wish to do it. We develop it by not crying like the kitten is crying, but we develop it by going out and being ourselves and having fun. Now, as I said, I have these three kittens and they have three personalities. And each personality is their trademark. But their personality can readily change with a little bit of training on their part or a little desire on their part. Now, when you have a feisty kitty and it wants to be loved, then it realizes that it must come in for some loving. It must be gentle. It must be sensitive. It must be caring. It must be that which is going to endear it to another, especially to a human or to other cats. Now, I noticed that our feisty cat was taking her paw and slapping the other kitten on the face and slapping it on the head and slapping it. Now, this is a playful thing. It's a gentle thing, but it's not a harmonious thing. When the two kittens bat each other around, that's beautiful because then they are playing together. But when one kitten is the dominant kitten and bats the other around and takes control of everything, then that's not the desirable scene. Now, a charismatic person is a person who likes themselves above all else. They like themselves and they like their world. They like their home. They like their family. They think they have all the cards of reference that show how powerful and wonderful and beautiful they are, and everyone looks at them and admires them. Everyone looks at them and says, wow, that's great. But now let's look at the person who has a charisma that is not so powerful, that is not so endearing. What can that person do? What can that person do? Well, my mother always told us, you're known by the company you keep. And a lot of times I kept company with some people who were not very nice. but as far as I was concerned, they were very nice. I was visiting with them, I was being with them, because they had a talent, they had a technique, they had a beingness that I wanted to know more about. And they had beingnesses that I had no interest in knowing about, and those I paid no attention to. But I surround myself, generally speaking, with people that I admired and respected. Certainly people that my parents admired and respected. I was always being with people, and I was always being the leader with them. I was always being the one who was taking charge, the one, and yet they were called leaders in their own field. They were top people on the sports teams. They were top people in the choir and in the a cappella choir at high school. They were the top people everywhere in their activity. But they chose to have me in their world because I had something they wanted. I liked myself. You see, you can be very accomplished in many areas, and this is what some people think is charisma. But to be accomplished in areas has nothing of value whatsoever unless you are saying to yourself, I like me. And when you say, I like me, then all of your accomplishments begin to have meaning and have purpose. Because a person who likes himself attracts to himself, creates out of himself, all those in the world who respect themselves. Everyone wants to have a role model of a person who likes himself. Everyone wants to have a role model of someone who is outstanding in one way or another in any field. And you admire these people not because they are so skillful, not because they are so amazing, but because they have this absolute 100% appreciation for themselves. They like themselves. They enjoy being in their own company. And that's why they can enjoy being in the company of others. Because they enjoy being... No one can press their buttons. No one can cause them to feel that they don't have the charisma that is necessary to accomplish the goal that they want. Everyone recognizes in them the beautiful charisma. Oh, they make mistakes. They go out and do lots of things where they stick their foot in their mouth and they do things that are not beneficial to them, but they do it because they're trying it out, because they're attempting to be creative, attempting to be forthright, attempting to be outstanding in whatever they're doing. And you and I, we can do that same thing. And sure, we'll stumble. We'll make mistakes as we go along, not many, that's for sure, but we'll make mistakes, and as we make these mistakes, instead of chastising ourselves for making the mistake, we say, oh, okay, that's another way not to do it. And so we learn, and as we learn, we don't belittle ourselves. This is what most people do. They kick themselves around the block for the foolish things that they have done. We don't do that. A person who has charisma and who is developing his charisma and who is bringing his charisma into the forefront in his entire life never chastises themselves, never kicks themselves around the block for some stupid thing they did. They just say, oh, okay, that's another way not to do it. Like Edison. Edison is said to have had maybe 1,000 different ways that he learned that the light bulb doesn't work. But he found one way that the light bulb did work, and then he proceeded on that tack. He went on the direction that functioned, but he couldn't go in the direction that functioned unless he believed in himself on each test that he made. He believed that the test would work, and it didn't. 100 times or more, 1,000 times, he believed that the test would work. And he tried different filaments, he tried different possibilities, he tried different energy sources, he tried different power abilities to do it, and finally he found one that was universally beneficial, an alternating current, working just wonderfully. And he brought that forth. Now, at the same time he found it, a number of other people around the world also found that same thing. Because this charismatic energy is flowing throughout the universe. And whenever any idea is expostulated, it is given out throughout the entire universe, and everyone in the universe has it available to them if they are of a nature, if they are of an inclination to do something with it. But not everybody is. Not everybody is developing their charisma. Not everybody is reaching out to perform the magic that develops within them. Not everybody is doing that, but they can. They can take this developing magic within them and bring it forth and let it shine out and let it be something so fantastic, so glorious, so beautiful, that they are utterly amazed and surprised and delighted. You can too. I know I do all the time. All the time I'm delighted with the various things that are functioning more beautifully in my world. People say nice things about me, and I say, well, how about that? And I know they think nice things about me. I know that they believe nice things about me. I know they perhaps even say nice things about me. But I don't listen for that. I only listen to be myself and have fun. And when on an occasional moment, when I do hear what somebody has to say about me, and they say something nice, I think to myself, okay, that's nice. I'll go and do that even better. I'm not going to stop at what I am. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to develop my charisma, develop my talent. I'm going to continue nurturing who I am, and nurturing who I am throughout the world, throughout the universe, and how wonderful that is. Can we develop charisma? Oh, easy as pie. Charisma only requires that we bring forth who and what we are. Charisma only requires that we name it and claim it and enjoy it. Can you name it and claim it and enjoy it? Can you experience it to the finest and the best that it can be experienced? Can you do that? Well, the answer is, of course, yes. Do you want to do it? The answer is, of course, yes. Are you going to do it? The answer, of course, is yes. And so, I say to you, go and live your life as beautifully as you can. Have fun. Do everything that makes you happy. Do everything that makes you feel you're fantastic. For truly you are fantastic. Now and forevermore. Walk in this path. It's your path. It's who you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.